All right, welcome everybody. It's Friday night. Show this out. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good morrow, depending on where in the world you are tuning into this show. Okay. It's Friday, 3 p.m., Law of One. Welcome. How's everybody doing this week? It's been kind of crazy with the new moon, the black moon that we just went through. A lot of people were very emotional, having issues for a while. It's kind of weird, right? I did not have any emotional issues, but that doesn't mean anything, right? Everybody was apparently having emotional issues. And I feel bad for you if you were. It was pretty rough for people. What are you going to do, though, right? So let's get right into it. Denise, welcome. Hello to everybody. Make sure you say hello in the chat so I know you're here, because otherwise I just see numbers and share this out. Okay, so I still haven't moved the show to Thursday, but I'm thinking about doing that. But I like this 3 o'clock slot, so it might work and we might keep it on Fridays. We'll see what you guys think, right? Everybody changed their all of their shows. Nobody was going live on Friday, and all the people that were going live on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or the weekend, they've now all started doing the show at exactly the same time slot that I'm doing. And everyone's like, well, it's prime time. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, when I started doing my show 7 years ago, nobody was on Fridays because they didn't want to mess around on Friday. They were too busy doing other things. Right. And then I had my show on Wednesday. And when I had my show on Wednesday, everybody wanted to do their show on the same time that I was doing my show. So I moved it to 3 o'clock so we can sit, watch them all figure out why they're going to tell you guys why they're moving their show to 3 o'clock on Friday. Right. I think it's hilarious. Okay. So sorry, I'm looking at what you guys are posting here. Right. Yeah. There's some people missing. Tell them to get in here. Right. The ones that are normally here. Where are they? What the heck? Okay. I see Denise there, right? And I'm not sure who that is, that the other person that's there. I'll have to find out where you're posting because your name's not coming up in the chat. Let me turn that off. Name's not coming up in the chat, so I'm not sure who that is, right? Which is weird because it's supposed to do that. You must not have given StreamYard permission to see your name in the chat, so I apologize for that. So now I'm looking around trying to find which one, because I'm only live on three places on Facebook. I didn't go live on YouTube, and now I'm realizing that I need to go live on YouTube because I was trying to post all of the no, it's not. I see, Kari. It's not. It's just saying Facebook user. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe because I don't know. What group are you in? You're either in the Coalition, the Orion Coalition of Light, or you're on Orion Rising. Where else did I go live? Oh, and I went live in Returning to the Old Ways. So one of those three is not coming in here with your name. I'm not sure why. Then I shared it to Kevin. Welcome. Then I shared it to my page. So I did that on purpose because I was trying to make sure that everybody funneled in to the chat so I could see you guys. So yeah, for whatever reason, you're in Returning to the Old Ways. And it's not showing your name. It's just saying Facebook user. But now I know who you are, right? But if somebody else comes in and they start talking and they don't, for whatever reason, they don't come in, I won't know. So I'm not sure why it's doing that. I'll go to that page and take a look at that group, because that's a group, not a page. And at least have that open in case other people do the same. I'm not quite sure why it's doing that. Yeah, your name is coming up in there in the chat. So is Kevin's, which is weird because Kevin's name came through to StreamYard. Maybe you didn't give that StreamYard permission to carry your name over when for some reason, I don't know why that happens, but it does. So, okay. So last week we were talking about the last thing they were talking about with Ra was daydreaming. Or I think we're about to get into that. I think that might be what we're going to get into. I might have rewound because I remember I brought it up and I talked about it, how the manifestation, if you do daydream, does that create any other reality? And specifically, and I'm not sure if I were around to that, I'll press play in a second and we'll find out. Specifically, Ra says, and I know this to be true, that if you're doing something and manifesting something to where you're in that manifestation doing something you know, fighting in combat or learning martial arts or learning basketball or whatever it is that you're doing and you're projecting, that's going to be personal to you, and it will start to manifest or be possible to manifest in your life. That's why people say, be careful what you wish for. See, now it's coming in, Kari, it's coming in just fine. So I don't know what you did, but whatever it was you did, it worked, because now your name's coming up in the chat where before it wasn't. So yeah, you must have went out and went back in, and then, because at some point I think they ask you for permission to have your name shown in the chat. So which is annoying. And then the fact that some people don't get to come in here, and I used to have all these monitors open. I was trying to get away from that, and it still does that. So now I didn't go live on YouTube. Like I was saying, I didn't upload episodes, the class for 38 and 39 or no 39 and 40 to YouTube, cause I didn't go live there in the last 2 weeks. And so I was just going to upload them. And my God, I sat for 35 minutes and only had like 38 or 40% uploaded. I don't remember YouTube taking that long to upload something. I used to upload videos to YouTube all the time, and it would only take about maybe 10, 15 minutes. Now it's acting exactly the way Rumble acts, where if you don't go live on the thing, I think they do that on purpose to get you to go live there. Because if you don't go live, it takes forever for you to load. It used to load immediately, but it would process for a while and you wouldn't have to stay on the screen. You would load it and then you could leave. And then about an hour later, it would process and be done. Now they don't do that. They tell you have to keep the window open. So I'm like, no, not going to do that. Now my mother's already coming to the table because she got up to go to the bathroom, and I've only been on the air for 5 minutes, 7, 8 minutes. And now my mom's sitting at the kitchen table with me. So at some point I'll probably get up and have her go back in there. Last time I just ignored her, and eventually she got bored and went in there. But I don't know why she's coming in here so soon, and that she's moving stuff around. She's going to start handing me mail and doing all kinds of stuff. Okay, so that's where we are with on the law of one. They were talking about manifesting, and I think that's where I backed up a couple of questions too, because then they move off of that. It's also the end of that session, and I got the other session ready to go. I don't remember if I actually fixed the words so that he doesn't say I am RA. I think I did, but I did, because it's already in the queue. I just have to then share that screen if we get to that, because I only got a couple minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and play Raw and play the Law of One, and you guys let me know if you can hear it okay. I know there's a lag, so I'll wait, but I'll play it. And if you guys can, if you can't, let me know, and I'll turn it up a little bit, and we'll go from there, and we'll just go ahead and start. What is this? I'm sorry, I'm having things pop up on my window. So let me go ahead and start with the Law of One and see where we're at here, okay?
16.52 questioner, I noticed that the time we have used has gone slightly over an hour. I would prefer to continue, but I want to ask at this time as to the condition of the instrument. Ra, I am Ra. This instrument is in balance. It is well to continue if you desire. 16.53 questioner.
Okay, so that's where we're at. We only have about 5 minutes left of this session. I'm sure we'll finish it today and move into the other one, unless you guys really ask a bunch of questions, which I'm okay with. It doesn't matter. I like that. I like when people want to learn things. So let me know how that's coming through to you guys. I know you have a lag, so that's why I'm kind of killing time right now. There's always a 15 to 30, sometimes 45 second lag. Usually it's 15 to 30, but then when you answer and it comes back, it still takes another 10 or 15 seconds before I get it, because it's just that's just the way it's set up. Television has always been set up that way. They always broadcast with a 15 or 30 second lag so they can hit the button and dump what somebody says, and it erases everything that was said for the last 7 seconds. You know what I mean? That's not a joke. Thank you, Denise. She said it sounds great. Okay, so that's where we are. And right there, they were just asking about, Dawn was asking about Carla's condition, because they went over because the normal sessions were about 45 minutes. And that was running over a little bit. So he was worried about how she was doing, how Carla was doing, because you have to remember they were married, right? A lot of people don't know that. Thank you. So again, the Kari said was good on her end too. So let me go ahead and continue. But you know what I wanted to point out? It's kind of bugging me. I'm not going to say the name of the group, but there's a really large group out there that's supposed to be a spiritual group. And the first thing they say in there, and I'm in the group, and the first thing they say in there about their group is, this is a place for people to vibe and ascend And do not advertise, because if you advertise, you will be blocked. And I've been in the group for a while, but I haven't gone there. And for some reason, I think somebody posted something. So I got a notification. I clicked on it and went, oh, wow, I didn't realize I was in this group. And I read that. And then I looked, I'm like, who runs this group? And then I look, and the person who I believe runs the group up at the top has pinned to the top about four ads saying, remember to buy my book. Make sure you buy my book. And so I messaged this person and said, wow, okay, so we get kicked and blocked if we advertise, yet you're advertising your book here. How does that work? And everybody seems to be okay with that in there. If that's not ego, and this is supposed to be a group that's supposed to be awake, and the people who created it are supposed to be so awake where that we don't want any advertising in here. I get that. I get that. Don't get me wrong. I am the owner and creator of Ancient Aliens Worldwide. We have literally only a couple of thousand people away from making 300,000 members in that group, okay? And we don't advertise there either. But, however, okay, I own that group and created it in 2012, and I have written three books and have a podcast and now doing a class on the Law of One, and you will never see me doing any kind of a promotion for myself in that group, even though we promote other people that we have on there from Ancient Aliens and people that are in that industry that we have on there, right? Literally, we'll promote their book, but we don't let them promote themselves either. So there is no commercials in there for anyone, and that includes myself. So it bothers me when I see somebody who's in a big group and they're like, I'll kick you and block you if you post anything. And that's in their group, in their rules, or literally in their about. And yet they have pinned to the top of the screen at them advertising their shit that they're selling to you, their own books. Now, if it was all about that and the group is not a group, in fact, it is a page. Like I'm on broadcasting on Orion Rising, the page right now. And so that's about you or about your book. That's something completely different. This is a public group. So that's annoying. I'm not going to say the name of it right now, because I messaged this person and said to them, how's that work? And oh, I bet I get kicked out of this group for messaging you and asking that question. So we'll see what happens. It's just sticking in my craw. I don't like groups, and I don't like people who claim to be awake and then they create a group and then they're in there, subverting that ideology and calling people out because, well, you're not awake and you're this color or you're that color or you're a gender. And they're trying to say that they're enlightened, yet that they're acting as if they're about 16 years old mentally. And so that bothers me when people say, we will kick you out of this group if you advertise. And the person who wrote that is advertising for themselves. I've actually gotten kicked out of many groups for doing exactly what I just did today by just simply saying, hey, how does this work? You say nobody gets to advertise in here, and I just saw five people advertising their stuff. What's going on? Can I advertise in here? And then people get mad at me and go, no, you know what? What are you talking about? Get out of here. And I was like, wait, so, okay, you and your friends get to advertise, but nobody else does? Is that what you're saying? Well, moderation, and it's my group. I own it. Oh, okay, but no, so you get to advertise and no one else does. Okay, so you're full on ego then. You have an ego trip, and you're trying to control everybody. And that's usually when I get kicked out, which tells me that I was right. So if I do get kicked out of that group, I will tell all of you guys exactly who that group is. Because 238 of my friends that I am currently friends with are in that group. So some of you in this audience are in that group. I know for a fact, because I was in the group looking at, because they tell you who's in that. So some of you are in that group that are in here now, and you should read the bylaws in there again and take a look right at the top, because the person at the top it doesn't say who owns it or who created it, but one of the administrators, not a moderator, administrators that does most of the posting in that group literally has pinned to the top of the group. I clicked on it, and you can move it and slide the thing because there's a bunch of stuff that's there. And I slid it four times, and all four of those were a link saying, don't forget to buy my book. Don't forget to buy my book. Make sure you buy my book. Take a look at the link for my book. So, yeah, right? Right, Jeanette? But I don't like that. That's annoying. And when people, but I've lost friends in the Ancient Aliens industry, and anyone who knows me long enough knows this to be true. And some of them literally they're on television. Most of them that have been on that are on the show are in the group. Almost everybody except for Childress. Everybody else that you've ever seen on Ancient Aliens, the TV series, is in that group. And they all realize and know that we don't tolerate that. The only way you get to advertise your shit is you need to come on the show that I will produce. But I don't tell everybody that. You don't see my name up in the lights. I'm just there for a half second while we go live. And then Mandy Wilson, the curator of that group, she takes over and does all the interviewing. And I let that happen. I don't care. I'm not ego to where I have to. And then we will promote them. But they have to promote us by being live on the show and talking about their product, whatever it is they're selling. The television show, their book. I had Giorgio Tsoukalos on there selling a sailing trip. They were on a yacht and they were going to Croatia a few years ago. And I had him on there and we talked about that. And just before their new season aired, and literally we closed the show and said to everybody, now turn on History Channel, because if you're in the East Coast of America, it's going live right now. And I'm okay to do that. And I didn't get paid for that. But the promotion of having him on the show gets people to watch in that group. And vice versa. So I didn't pay him. He didn't pay me. But we were able to do that. Otherwise, we don't let you just post stuff advertising yourself. And we tell all of the people that, including the people that were there, if you want to advertise your book, do it on the show when we have you on there, live. And then you can promote it and we'll put it in the chat. And then we pin it to the top of the screen for a few months. So that way you get that every time somebody logs into the group, the first thing they see is that interview with you in the group, and they get a link for your merchandise. So we'll do that, but we don't let people just post stuff willy nilly, and that's when we told them that. And I don't either. I currently have not gone live for myself in Ancient Aliens worldwide in 8 years. That's not a joke. You can look it up. Okay. So it bothers me when people are saying, this place is a place of high vibration and everybody here is trying to ascend, and then they argue with one another. That's annoying. Right. But if they don't argue with one another, I'm okay with that. But then when somebody says nobody gets to advertise or out of the pool, and then they're advertising, that's a hypocrisy. That's annoying. That's lying. That's just annoying to me. So I figured I would bring that up, right? But I'm not going to tell you the name until, and if I don't get kicked out and it gets reconciled, I'll tell everybody the name of, wow, that was cool because I mentioned it. And this person, decided that they didn't want, that to be, they were agreed with it. And And if that's the case, then I'm all right with it. But if they don't, they kick me out. I'll tell you guys next week for sure. I'll be all over the air. I'll be throwing rocks at them. I'll even go live in their group if I can have somebody put a link in there. So, but they'll get kicked out for doing it. That's just annoying when people do that. Okay. So let's continue with the Law of One. But I do apologize for my, a little bit of ranting there, because that is one of those things that bothers me, is somebody who claims to be awake and they're actually woke. And then they're like, say something like that, this place is the safe place for everybody to ascend and we're all equal here, but none of you fuckers can post shit, but I can. And I'm promoting my book, so make sure you buy my book, right? There's a few people that I know that do that, and I don't associate with them, even though we're all that we're friends, because of that. Because if you're going to be that way, and that's just like, if I'm in here and I'm promoting my book and somebody wants to promote their book while I'm live, I'll be like, put it in the chat, let everybody see it, and I'll leave it in there, right? Honestly. If your stuff is worthy of people to look at, and you think that it is, and you want to put it in the chat, put it in the damn chat while I'm live. I'm all right with that. But then if you do something, which I have the Illuminati do that all the time, where they're trying to get me busted by posting some crazy shit in my chat so that I get in trouble with Facebook. I have that happen on YouTube as well. So I got to look for that and fix that. Okay. So let's continue now that we know that the sound is good with Raw and the Law of One here. Okay.
All right. Continuing with what we were just talking about, namely densities, I understand then that each density has 7 subdensities, which again have 7 subdensities, which again have 7 subdensities. This expands at an extremely large rate as things are increased in powers of 7. Does this mean that in any density level, anything that you can think of is happening?
Sorry if you guys heard that clanking. I have a glass of iced tea sitting next to a glass of water next to the computer on the table here. And I took a drink of the iced tea and went to set it down. Didn't realize I clanked it against the other glass. So I apologize if you heard that. Ta-ting! What the hell was that, guys? All right, let's continue with Raw here.
And many things that you never thought of are happening, are there. Everything is happening. This is confusing. Raw, I am Raw. From your confusion, we select the concept with which you struggle, that being infinite opportunity. You may consider any possibility slash probability complex as having an existence. 16.54 questioner, does what we do, when we think of possibilities that can occur, say daydreaming, do these become real in these densities? Ra, I am Ra. This depends upon the nature of the daydream. This is a large subject. Perhaps the simplest thing we can say is, if the daydream, as you call it, is one which attracts to self, this then becomes reality to self. If it is contemplative general daydream, this may enter the infinity of possibility slash probability complexes and occur elsewhere, having no particular attachment to the energy fields of the creator. 16.55 questioner, to make this a little more clear, if I were to daydream strongly about building a ship, would this occur in one of these other densities? Ra, I am Ra. This would have, or shall occur. 16.55.
See, so if you are daydreaming, this is where I wanted to get across last week, and I did, but we didn't get here. Or if we did, I talked through it, you know, we went past it and I talked about it. But I want to reiterate that what Ra is talking about here is literally because Dawn is asking about manifestation. And in the, you know, I had said before, and I said this last week, and I've said it many times, Ra said it in the very beginning about our condition. Imagine you're a thought. Imagine you're a thought on a stage. So literally, you know, as below, so above. And I say this all the time, whatever you are trying to manifest in your physical life also manifests in your spiritual. And that which you're trying to manifest in your spiritual life will also manifest in some way in the physical, even if it's in a dream or both or literally. And that's why the saying is, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. You have to be very specific. So, and I said, imagine that if you're sitting there daydreaming, that actually becomes a reality, and it can. And this is confirmation from Ra right here that depending on what it is that you're daydreaming about, if you're daydreaming about something like, I'm a millionaire and I won the lottery, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win the lottery, but it does give that opportunity either in this reality or in a different reality for that probability to happen. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll win the lottery or if you do, you know, you have to be specific. And I've taught this for over 30 years in teaching spell casting and spell writing and intention in that or just away from spells, but onto the law of attraction and manifestation in one's life. That you have to be very specific as to what you do. You just can't go, I want to be rich. You can't do that because the universe will give you exactly what you say. And you may say, I want to be rich. And you may not be thinking, I want to have $1 billion in the bank. Right. And now you're also not manifesting how you're going to get that $1 billion. You're thinking through magic, it's just going to magically appear. The probability of that goes down dramatically when you're just like, oh, I'm going to have a pile of money sitting in front of you. So the probability that you're going to have a pile of money sitting in front of you is like one in 100 trillion that you're going to get it. So it's a, you know, literally 100 trillion to one against. However, if you manifest in your mind, what do I need to do? I want to get $1 million or $1 billion in the bank. And then you start manifesting in the physical. What do I need to do to manifest that, to actually get that and make that happen? You have to do the work. And people are lazy and they want to be able to just snap their fingers and make things happen and not have to do any of the work. This is the place of doing. The third ray, yellow ray, which is this color of Sol, the sun here, is the yellow ray, which we're in the yellow chakra here, and you're moving up into the red, to the green, and then hopefully into the indigo as you do that in this octave, but you're still in the third dimension. And so you have to realize that you can raise your vibration and move spiritually up, but you will still be in the physical body until this body dies. And then if you haven't actually learned the things you were supposed to ascend to the next physical plane, which would be the fourth dimension, not density, then you won't go to that. But your spirit might go into the fourth density in the third dimension. Because you, if you listen to what Ra said just prior to these questions and answers right now, literally the two questions before this, three questions before this, maybe four, that Ra was literally saying about the sub-logos, right? The octave within an octave within an octave, seven octives right now in our dimension of one through seven is one octave. And that number seven is within that octave, there are seven sub-octaves. And within each octave, there are seven sub-octaves and then seven sub-octaves, and it goes on for infinity. It also goes the other way. So when people are saying, oh, we're about to move into 4D and 5D, and in their minds, they're thinking dimension, the physical place, and we're all going to move there. That's not what's happening. But it's okay that they think that. And I try to correct them, but it's not as important. But they'll get disappointed when it doesn't happen. Except for the truth is when they die and then they go to the place of reflecting, they actually know all the answers and know that they're not going there. And at that point, you're very objective. You're not in a 3D body anymore. So you're not in there going, damn it, oh, that was a lie. None of that's happening there because you actually are ascended higher in that plane. And then when you come back down here again, you're born into a body and mind wiped, right? So your soul doesn't remember in this body when it's attached to this body. So when you come back in next time, you won't even know what you did last time. You might bring some of that stuff with you, and that does happen. So my point is to all of this is that you need to be, and I've taught this for over 30 years, you need to be very specific about your intentions, right? And be able to, it doesn't have to be as long-winded as it was 5,000 years ago when it took them 6 months to a year to cast one spell. That doesn't need to happen because we're in a different place of understanding now that we're not as children. The people, if you go back in time, if you literally could go transfer back in time right now to when Mesopotamia was there and they would think that you're one of their citizens and you understood the language and so you fit in completely, but you were as awake as you are right now, you would look around and go, my God, how did we ever make it? Because these people are simple-minded. They're literally like two-year-olds walking around as adults, maybe three-year-olds. That's not a joke. And it's that way now here when you... When you wake up, I was just talking to Cassie about this yesterday. When you wake up here in this reality for real, my sister's getting there. One of my sisters, and she's like, oh my God, everybody's a child. And I'm like, yes, yes, they are. They're all children. Every one of them, except for a very small few, less than 2% of the population. And I'm hoping it's larger than that. When I make that comment, it might be a low estimate. Because of how many people on the planet are actually wanderers, I'm hoping that they are going to all wake up. And I notice that there's a lot of people. This is why I say this. Now that we have the internet, there's a lot more people in this time that are writing books about ascension and talking about it from a very high perspective than I've seen my entire life. And it didn't start when the internet started. Okay. It didn't start until literally I was talking to Cassie about the jumps in spirituality as an entire species on this earth. In the last 100 years, we literally, if you look at the timeline, this is not a joke, it's reality. You can look this up. If you look at the ascension from when Jesus was here, he died in the year 33 AD. And that's why it was called that, because they all the church set and the Romans who became Catholics or Christians set our calendar, the Greco-Roman calendar, the way it is now. And that calendar literally is, you know, we're in the year 2023. So it's the year 2023, Anno Domini, which literally is Latin. It translates into in the year of our Lord. And it's counting from when Jesus was born. So the year that Jesus was born became zero, became so when he turned one, it was one. And so he died in the year 33. So when we get to 2033, coming up in 10 years, it will literally be the 2000th anniversary of Jesus's demise, of his crucifixion. Okay. So if you go back to then, say even after Jesus died, let's go to, but it's easier to count and say that to at zero. If you look at all of the ascension that the entire human race made, and if you look at history, you can bear this out. The amount of jumping and ascension that the human race made from zero to 1890, okay, 1,090 years later after Jesus was born, from 1890 until 1960, we made almost as much of a jump from that time to this time. And from 1960 until 2023, we've ascended more than the human race ascended in the last 4,000 years, possibly in the last 5,000 years. So literally in that short time period of 60 years, the ascension of the human race, and everybody tries to say this is the worst time and it's horrible and it's the time of troubles and we're all going to die and it's coming to the end of the world and it's the apocalypse. That has been true for 5,000 years. We are living in the age of Ragnarok. We are in the Kali Yuga. We are in the end times. That's always been the case. But most people don't know that. Okay. And they're afraid when they hear it because it's all told to them that it's the end and we're all going to die. Right. So that's the control factor of the churches. Get your asses in our seats and pay us the tithing and we'll send you to the right place. And, you know, the band Metallica, the speed metal band Metallica, wrote a song called The Leper Messiah. And the chorus on there was send me money, send me green, heaven you will meet. Make your contribution and you'll get a better seat. Bow to Leper Messiah. That's literally the chorus from that song. And that song came out like in 1982 or something, three maybe. Right? It was way old. It was off the Ride the Lightning album, I think. It might have been the next one after that. Either way, it was still in the 80s, in the early 80s. And they were awake enough back then to realize what was going on. And it's the truth. It's a control factor for people telling you if you're a sinner, you're going to die. If you don't have water chucked on your head by somebody who waved their hand over the water and said some incantation. But, you know, if you try to do any spells, it's the devil. But they do the exact same thing. Then you're going to go to hell. You're not going. And hell was something they invented. Giambalo Melchizedek talked about that in 2014, that he actually talked to cardinals and that one of the popes, the one that quit for the first time in history, who lost his faith, he actually said, we made that up. There was no such thing as hell. It wasn't told in any scriptures or scrolls anywhere. And we just invented that to scare people, to get them, control them and to get them into the churches. Okay, so this was a pope. Literally, you can look this up. I'm not making this up. This is not hearsay. This is not something that is, you can look it up. Giambalo said it back in 2014. We had the video in the chat, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 months ago now when he was talking, and it was him from, I think, 2014. And he was saying that then, that they admitted that they made it up, okay? So there was no hell. They stole that from the Chinese and the Japanese because they had layers of hell and layers of heaven, 88 layers or something of hell. And so they stole that when they were trying to convert them. They added it to Christianity because it was a good way of controlling the people by fear. And so they just kept telling you you were going to go to hell. And then everybody's manifesting that all these, you know, if I do this wrong. And then they were telling people, you see this in movies and stories, if you play with yourself, you're going to hell. You know, if you have sex out of marriage, you're going to hell. For every reason, you were going to hell. Whatever they said, at the time, whatever they needed you to not do because they were trying to control you, they told you you were going to go to hell if you didn't do it, to the point where back in the Middle Ages, they literally would chop off your head and say that if you died without your head, you couldn't go to heaven, that you would go to hell. And that's literally what happened to Balian, and that's real life, by the way. If you saw the movie Kingdom of Heaven, that was all based on actual events and real people. So everything that you see that happens there is actually true. When they asked Ridley Scott about the movie, he said it's more of a documentary than anything else. And we had to tone down the violence, the actual raw violence. We had to tone it down for movies because it was actually more carnage fighting with the swords the way they did back then with armor on than we could portray in the movies. But everything that was said there was accurate. The only thing that's slightly off is that there is no definitive proof. I hate to use that term, but there is no real definitive proof that Balian was actually the son of Godfrey. But it was rumored that then, and he did take over for Godfrey. So in history, now people aren't sure, but everybody around Godfrey said he went back and found his son in France and brought his son back to the Holy Land, just like you see in the beginning of the movie. And then he died by the time he got back there. So the only people that knew that Balian was, in fact, his son were the knights that were literally in the order that his father was in. Well, they all claimed that Balian was, and they propped him up. Well, because other people didn't like Balian, like Guy de Lusignan and his brother, for instance, they were like, he's not legit. He's not even a knight, and he's not legitimately there's nobody to witness that because Godfrey died. So Godfrey couldn't attest to it afterwards. So I say that way because I believe that Balian was. Everything else happened exactly when and where and how you saw it in that movie, right? And why is that important? That's important because of many different aspects of reality and what's going on in the manifestation in your mind's eye and the way the churches were controlling. And you saw in there where some guys were getting killed for doing what the knights in the military were trying to do there by orders of the Pope back in Rome. But yet they were getting killed for doing it because the king that was there was a true knight and believed that those were atrocities against the very people that they were actually trying to make commerce with and live with and in giving them the right to their faith. And that's why they showed you in the very beginning, why are we going down this road, Leo? It's a parable to show you. And that's why they showed you when Balian showed up in Jerusalem. No, he wasn't in Jerusalem. He was in Acre at the time, I think. I don't remember what city he was in, but he was sitting there and all of the what they called Saracens, which were the Arabs, were all praying at that moment. It was lunchtime and they were all praying and he heard them. And the guy looked at him, the knight who was ended up being under his command, was teaching him and taking him where they needed to go. And he said to him, they say, Aula Akbar. And he said, and then he repeated it in English and said, you know, praise be to God. And he said, that sounds like Christian words. And he says, they are. And so they showed you in there that assalamu alaikum, I should have said it that way, because Allah Akbar means it's God is greater. It is good to worship God. Assalamu alaikum is peace be with you. And so that was what he said. You heard him saying, assalamu alaikum. And he said that to Bailey and he said, assalamu alaikum. They would say that. And he says, and you would know those words as peace be with you. And that's exactly what all Roman Catholics say. The priests get up on the pulpit and they say, peace be with you. And everybody says, and also with you. And that's the response. As-salamu alaykum. And the response is alaykum salam, which means, and also with you, peace also upon you. Okay. So the word is changed slightly. It's peace be upon you. And we say peace be with you. But both those words mean the exact same thing, even though they translate to a different word, because we say be with you and they say upon you, but it still means the exact same concept in their language and in ours if we change the verbiage to peace be upon you instead of peace be with you. Okay. So literally they were fighting a war and the knights that were there, and the king who was a leper, but a lot of people don't know about that, played by Edward Norton in the movie. Great, great thing. He was going against, he could be killed by the Pope in Rome because he was going against the orders and not allowing the knights to rape, pillage, and destroy, which is what the Pope wanted. And that's when they show you that scene. And he says, so they're being killed for what the Pope told them, sent them here to do. And he said, yes, but not what Jesus would want them to do, nor this king. And then they watched the guys get hung. Templar knights got hung for what they did. And so I like that they showed that part of it, because most of the time when people make a movie, it has the agenda of the churches and their control. That's why I'm bringing this up. Okay. And why is that? What does this have to do with everything? It has everything to do with everything. And somebody sent a clip and I've watched it a couple of times and I haven't seen this movie yet, but it's called Nefarious. And the clip that I saw was this woman talking about, because Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 37%. It was a really bad rating. But all the people who watched the movie gave it a 97%. And the reason for that, I should have played it, at least the audio on here for you guys. The reason for that was the movie's about this guy who murdered someone, I guess, and he was in jail, and he was possessed by a demon or the devil. And the lawyers were trying to figure out if he was just making that shit up to get out of the death penalty. And the scene that she showed literally is him talking, and the guy was saying all this stuff. You guys should probably watch it. She's on, I think, on TikTok. I think I have it. If I don't, I'll put it up on my page so you guys can watch it. But they were literally saying, he says to the guy, you know, the lawyer saying to the prisoner, you know, he says, I don't know why you know, your guy's side is losing. He's trying to agitate him to prove that he's not really a demon. Your side is losing because everything that you stand for, we're eradicating. We, you know, we don't have any problem with racism. We're taking care of racism. We did, you know, we're abolished slavery. We you know, even our reading fundamentals, more and more people are able to read and graduating high school. So all the stuff that you guys are doing that's evil isn't working. And the guy who's possessed by the demon looks at him and says, you know what? I love you. I love you, man. And he says, let me tell you the truth about what you're saying there. And he says, racism, we didn't even invent that. You guys made that up on your own. He says, literacy, you say more people can read. Do you realize that the average American reads at a fifth grade reading level? And it's absolutely true. I'm an author. I've written books, and they keep telling me that you need to dumb it down. Dumb it down. You cannot make your book be more than a seventh grade reading comprehension, or most people are not going to get it. I'm not kidding you. This is what I got from the publishing companies. Okay, so then, you know, the guys from Ancient Aliens, the television show, will tell you the same thing. They were told to dumb it down. It drove them crazy in the first couple of years of the show, until the ones who decided to do it just started talking like they were talking to children. So he says to them, your literacy rate is literally, and these are actual facts, and I know them to be true, by the way. He says that, you know, the average American reads at a fifth grade learning level, and your slavery. He says, let me give you a little bit of facts of slavery. Currently on your planet, there are over 40 million slaves. And this is actually true. And it's actually more than that. Candace Owens, who's a political figure, and she is African-American, and people were talking about slavery in America. And she actually gave the numbers of how many slaves the American colonies owned total, not just at one year, but for the entire time until they abolished slavery. And it was maybe about 15,000 slaves total, okay, through the entire time that everybody wants to think that every black person on the planet was enslaved in the United States. And then she actually said, currently, the lowest estimate that I can find is in the country of Africa alone, there are 40 million slaves. Just in Africa. So in this movie, they used that number, not the total number for the entire planet. And they said there's 40 million slaves on the earth right now. There's actually more than that. There's 40 million in Africa. Okay. And he said, and here's the kicker on top of all that, that half of those slaves are sex slaves. That's an actual fact. Okay. That's an actual fact. So the agenda of the movie is to tell you the truth, and the people that are critiquing the movie are trying to tell you it's a crappy movie, don't go see it, because they're talking the truth in the movie and telling you actual facts that they don't want you to know. Why is that important? That is important because your manifestation, he even said that in there, that you guys have created certain things, that you're doing this to yourself. We are not doing much of anything that you think we're doing. You guys are doing it all to yourselves. So the demons out of hell aren't actually doing as much work to screw this place up as everybody wants to give them credit for. And he's like, I wish that we would have the credit for all the stuff that you guys are doing to yourself. So I haven't seen the movie, but just that one scene I was really impressed with. It was really cool. Mother, leave that alone. Leave that there, please. Leave that alone. Leave that there. Go and sit down and watch TV, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, go and sit down and watch TV. Leave that there. So as she was trying to pick up my satchel, thinking it was hers, right? Okay. And she was decided to go and sit down, but she was going to, that was her purse. She was going to take it with her. She's got her coat. She's got her jacket on. Wait a minute. And now I think she's trying to leave. I got to go and stop my mother. I'll be back in a second.
Mother, you're not leaving. No, no, no. Come over here and sit down. 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 You're not leaving. Go over there and sit down. Come over here and sit down. Over here and sit down, mother. Sit down here and watch TV. Sit down and watch TV. Sit down here and watch TV. Sit down and watch TV. Sit down. Sit down and watch TV.
All right, I apologize. She was trying to escape out the front door. She might still do it, so I may have to call a short. Mother, sit down and watch TV. Sit down and watch TV. I apologize, guys, because literally she's heading for the front door. So I'm going to have to go, and I'll see if I can come back on once I stop my mom. So I'll talk to you guys in a bit, hopefully. I apologize, but I can't let her take off. She's trying to escape out the front door. So I'll be back on the air once I get her settled.